dying in the jungle from snake bite, as a monk or a nun. Meditation. We will begin as per usual by establishing some body-based mindfulness and collectedness through body sweeping and breath meditation. Bringing your attention to your sitting posture. Simply being aware that now you are sitting. With a straight, yet relaxed, posture. At first, simply feeling the physical feelings of the buttocks, pressing against the mat, or the cushion, or chair on which you are sitting. Grounding awareness in this present moment. Allow a broad, natural awareness to embrace your whole body for the next few moments. And now I suggest taking three slow and deep in and out breaths, releasing any tension you may be feeling, particularly with the out breath. Breathing slowly and deeply in, all the way into the abdomen. And then out, letting go, putting things down. And once again, breathing in. And breathing out. Relaxing. Bringing a fresh awareness, a sense of being present, into each new moment. And one more deep in and out breath at your own pace. Now allow the breathing to become relaxed and natural. Breathing easily, ordinarily, at your own pace. Just taking small, relaxed, natural breaths. Now with mindful awareness, try to feel the area around the top of the head. Simply aware of the various feelings on the surface area of the skin, around the area of the top of the head. Then include the face and the ears and the neck, front and back. Now include the upper shoulder area. Simply aware, knowing the various feelings on the surface of the skin in the shoulder area. Becoming more aware and at the same time relaxing. Now include the chest in this awareness. And then moving down, include the stomach area. Then bring this gentle, knowing awareness to include all of your back. Now include your arms. Embracing the whole upper area of the body with gentle awareness. Not judging, not discriminating. Accepting the body as it is, with an alert and gentle knowing. Now include the lower abdomen, the groin, and then the buttocks. Feel your bottom pressing against the harder surface underneath. Present in the moment, grounded. Now slowly include the legs and the feet in your awareness as well. Feel the whole body simply sitting, knowing the sitting posture. Now bring your awareness to your breathing, being very mindful of each in and out breath. Simply being aware of the feelings involved with in and out breathing. Try to be aware of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Knowing the sensations of the breath coming in at the nose and through the chest, and into the abdomen. And then as it leaves the abdomen and the chest and out the nose again. Knowing the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. We are going to introduce a mental noting method now, so as to assist our mindfulness in staying with the feelings of the in- and out-breath. The main meditation object is awareness of the feelings of the breath, and yet a gentle mental noting method can help us to stay with our meditation object, not letting the mind wander off into thinking about this or that. So we will practice noting Buddho at first. Buddho means knowing. And so as you breathe in, mentally note but, and as you breathe out, note do. Aware of each in-breath, but, and each out-breath, do. But, do. But do. As this meditation will be a contemplation of death and impermanence, you can also practice noting with the word maranang, which means death or dying. Breathing in, maranang. Breathing out, Maranang. 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 As the remainder of this meditation entails using the visualizing, reflecting faculty of the mind, it may not be possible to be aware of the breath in as much detail as when we take the breath itself as the primary meditation object. And this is fine. It is, however, very helpful to maintain a general awareness of the in and out breathing, even while doing visualizations. So we can alternate between these two words, Buddho and Maranang, in this way, using the noting as an aid to maintaining some awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath throughout this meditation session. Simply hear the instructions and promptings and visualize the scenarios as best you can, practicing mindfulness of death and impermanence while maintaining awareness of the breath, especially in the silent spaces. You are very happy to have been practicing for so long in the forest. For quite some time, you had to prepare and arrange things so that you could have this extended period of secluded retreat time in the forest. Things have been going very well. Buddho. Buddho. All around, the soft, dappled light under the forest canopy reflects in golden shades. Occasionally birds sing in the distance, not disturbing, but rather complementing the silence. And the water flowing over the rocks in the distant stream brings a constant, comforting hum. Sitting in the meditation posture upon a raised platform made of bamboo, your eyes are closed. Your mind is quiet and peaceful. A light mosquito net surrounds you, protecting you for the time being from crawling and flying insects. You are practicing Anapanasati. Your mind stays with each in and out breath, comfortably, easily. Buddho. 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 the consistent effort you have been making over the past months is paying off now. The hindrances have become weaker. The mind is light, happy to settle, content. The air is neither hot or cold, pleasantly warm, embracing. You are enjoying the experience of the breath, suspended in such benevolence. Buddho. Buddho. The sounds of the forest are magical. So many different bird songs, so many different insects, an occasional monkey, and sometimes there is the whoosh of large wings flapping high in the trees. On one level, the forest is actually quite noisy. Yet the sheer immensity and diversity of natural sound seems to effectively overwhelm the discriminating mind. For although on one level you are aware of all the sounds, it is the perception of the timeless, limitless space within which all of these sounds arise and cease that the mind has become attuned. Buddho. Buddho. At any given moment, there are sounds from every direction, and from every variance in distance. Close sounds, near sounds, far sounds. Natural sounds which seem to belong perfectly to this place. Arising and ceasing within silence. And within space, appearing, then disappearing, rising and falling, simply hearing, simply knowing. Buddho. Buddho. You have stayed with your meditation for some time now, and then naturally the mind moves. You remember now the dream you had a few nights ago. A strange dream, unnerving, where a dark, black shadow moved before you. And then you saw your body under a cloth, motionless and still. You wouldn't usually think much about it, except that that very same image just reappeared to you in your meditation. You wonder what it means. Perhaps it is simply a reminder that one day we all must meet with death. Maranang, Maranang. Or perhaps it was an inner prompting to turn the mind to investigate impermanence more directly. You remind yourself now that you had made the resolution recently to recollect death at least once, each morning, afternoon, and evening. This could be the day that I die. Maranang, Maranang. If so, so be it, you think to yourself. You turn your mind now to the contemplation of impermanence and death. The breath comes into the body, and then it leaves, arising and ceasing. With every breath, there is a little death. And this body too, having arisen, will stay for some time, and then pass away, breathing in, Maranang, breathing out, Maranang. Breathing in, Maranang. Breathing out, Maranang. Feeling energized now, after your meditation, you wonder, perhaps it is time to do something. As the sun is beginning to fall, and soon it will be cool, you decide that it would be good to take your bath at the stream. But before you do so, you remember to generate and radiate loving kindness, and dedicate the merits of your practice. Breathing in, you wish, may I be well. And breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may all beings be happy. You mindfully step out from under your net now. Time for that bath. Looking down the well-swept path to the stream, you notice once again that big old log that juts out over the path. Sometimes, after it has been raining, you have slipped while trying to dodge it. You have been thinking that you will move it further aside one day when you feel strong. Today is the day, you think. I should do it before my bath. Unfortunately, you do not realize, that there is a very large and poisonous snake nesting on its eggs directly beneath the log. Maranang, Maranang. Before leaving your camp, you gather the mosquito net and tie it neatly. You straighten out your lower robe and then step into your rubber flip-flops. Mindfully, you walk down the path, feeling the touch of each mindful, gentle step. Butto, butto, butto. The shades of green and brown, dappled now in gold and orange light, are truly stunning. You take in the scene, the tree trunks which tower, the giant bamboo which elegantly curves, the vivid green fronds of palms and ferns, soft and delicate in contrast. Aware of these pleasant sights, seeing, knowing. And now you have come to the log. Surveying it, you notice, although it is rotting, it is hardwood. It will undoubtedly be heavy. Planning the procedure in your mind, you remind yourself to bend your knees, mindful of your back. You will lift the log only as far as you need to, not straining, and then simply swing and move it to the side. Maranang, Maranang. You bend your knees and firmly brace the log. You take a deep breath in, and breathing out, with all of your strength, you lift. As you lifted the log, you did not notice at first the large black snake rear up. You swung the heavy log to the side and let it go. It was just before the moment it struck you that you saw it. Maranang, Maranang. So many perceptions ran through your mind then. A snake, a very large snake, king cobra. It's going to bite. It did bite. On the neck. Maranang. Maranang. The black snake's large jaws enveloped and squeezed the entire front part of your neck. The long, hard, sharp fangs easily pierced the skin and entered the soft, vulnerable flesh. entered veins. Maranang, Maranang. The poison burned terribly. Your entire upper body felt as though it were on fire. And then, as quickly as she struck, she released and pulled away. And that's when you saw her nest. Maranang, Maranang. You stood up straight, stunned. You felt the fierce burning pain constrict your thumping heart. And then, in amazement, you noticed it simply stop. The poison had paralyzed it. A timeless moment ensued then, when you knew for sure that you would die. Buddho. Buddho. Knowing. In this moment, now, you recognize that you must release your grip on this world. You must say goodbye. Maranang, Maranang. Then another dreamlike moment occurs, where so many perceptions arise and fall. You notice so many things. As the snake had pulled away, you caught her gaze for just a fraction of a second. There was a moment of recognition. She was protecting her young. She thought that you were a threat. But as she recoiled her body then, you thought you saw sadness in her eyes. She recognized her error. You forgive her. And still conscious, you fall to the ground. Maranang, Maranang. A wave of gratitude envelops your mind now. For your teachers, your parents, and for this life. The next moment, now, you fall unconscious. Maranang, Maranang. In about 7 minutes, we will come to the end of this meditation. try to maintain a good, clear awareness of your breath for the remainder of this session. If your mind is peaceful, simply maintain your awareness of breathing, allowing your mind to stay in its peaceful state until the end of the session. Hear my voice as if it is in the distance. If you think that it might be helpful, you can now refresh the awareness of the body sitting, knowing the felt sense of the sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body pressing against the mat or the chair. Mindfully aware that you are sitting. Feeling grounded. Present in the body, in this moment. And now mindfully bring awareness to refocus on the breath. Feeling the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Taking one or two deep breaths can be helpful in re-establishing awareness of the physical feeling of the breath. You can note the in and out breath as before with the syllables put, do. Put-do. Put-do. We understand that in reflective death meditations, we are using our sanya, or perceptions, to stimulate a heightened awareness of impermanence and the truth of the inevitability of death. During the meditation, we allow the mind to be affected by this exercise, to be informed on a deep level. But towards the end of the meditation, it is good to remember that our visualization meditation was actually just an exercise involving thoughts and perceptions and feelings. Arising and ceasing in awareness. If your mind became peaceful through this exercise, wonderful. And if it did not, never mind. The important thing is that we become a little more aware of impermanence in our lives, and a little less frightened of the very normal experience of death. These kinds of meditations can be helpful in both training the mind to let go into peaceful awareness and also in preparing us to be able to be mindful when our eventual death does actually occur. Sometimes it is good to end death meditations with a couple of minutes of metta, loving-kindness meditation. Establishing a deep sense of well-being. Breathing in, simply wishing, may I be well. Genuinely directing loving-kindness towards yourself. Generating the warmth of positive goodwill in the area of your heart. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, wishing, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be safe. May I be free from danger. Breathing out, may I be well, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. Breathing out, may all beings be happy. The Buddha explained that consciously developing awareness of impermanence creates an enormous amount of good karma, or positive potential, merit. Acknowledging that you have been contemplating impermanence and death, in accordance with this ancient wisdom tradition, you can feel joyful and confident. In a minute or so, this meditation session will be over. If you have time, you can continue with your own meditation. Otherwise, you can now consider sharing the merit of this meditation with all beings, or with someone in particular. Bringing to mind the merit that was produced by this session of meditation. Determine how you wish to dedicate the merit. I dedicate the merit that arises from this session of meditation to may this person be well, be safe, be happy. In ending this meditation, I feel that I should say something. I feel that I owe something of an apology to all of the poisonous snakes of the world. In actual fact, I think that it would be extremely unlikely for a king cobra to bite a well-practicing monk or nun. These animals are in snakes are in fact renowned. King cobras are in fact renowned for their extra sensitivity and intelligence. I merely use this example for its pertinent effect.